Today, Be'ezer Hashem, we learned the Chav Tes of Masechta Bava Metzia. Some of the topics we're learning about include the question in Reb Tarfa's opinion regarding Yishtamish Behen, Lefikach Im Avdu Chayv Bachar Yusun. The finder may use the proceeds of the sold item for his personal use. Therefore, he is responsible for the money. Does he become Yishay Mesachar or Yishayel? Which depends on the Machlokes Rabbi and Reb Yosef regarding Shemir Aveda. Someone who found a lost item, what is his status while guarding it until he returns it? Is he considered a Shemachinim or a Shemachachar? Shemachinim potem migneva v'aveda. An unpaid guardian is not liable for a pakadin that was lost or stolen if he safeguarded properly. He is liable only for bashia, negligence, if he did not guard it properly. Shemachachar, chayav migneva v'aveda. A paid shemer is liable for a pakadin that was lost or stolen, even though he safeguarded properly. However, potem ma'inis, Yishay Mesachar is not liable if the pakadin was lost, stolen, or damaged through circumstances beyond his control. The Mishnah's halacha of Matzah Sfarim, Kari ben Echad l'shleishim yayim. If a person finds a sefer written on a scroll of cloth, parchment, he should read the sefer once in 30 days, because as Rashi explains, Mis'afshin kishashayin melefayischan. The sefer decays when it is not aired out. The contradiction regarding Beli'ikra Acher Imay. Are two people forbidden to read from one sefer or not? The Mishnah's halacha of Matzah Kesus Menara Echad l'shleishim yayim. If a person finds a garment, he should shake it out once in 30 days. V'shaytcha l'tzarka avaloy l'chvaydei. And he spreads out the garment only to air it out, but not to honor himself with its beauty. The contradiction regarding Neir is shaking out a garment beneficial or detrimental to the garment.